This is STPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. South Dakota Governor Dennis Stuegard met lawmakers to share his state budget proposal today. For the past few weeks, he has told legislators there is not a lot of money to go around this fiscal year. Stuegard says, in fact, numbers are worse than first projected.
The Bureau of Finance and Management releases monthly revenue updates on its website every month, and if you follow those, you know that the state's revenue collections have not been meeting projections for the year we're in right now. Today, I'll propose expense reductions and one-time revenue to bridge that gap. But despite that weakness in revenue, revenue is still growing, albeit slowly, and by next June, at the end of the fiscal year, we should have enough revenue growth to structurally balance the fiscal year 2019 budget.
Stuegard says he plans to ask for use of some reserve funds to help keep the current fiscal year's budget balanced.
Today, we have $165.3 million in reserves, or about 10.5% of our target goal. My recommendation for FY 2018 is to use that portion beyond 10% to help cover our current year shortfall, specifically for education funding.
The governor blames a decline in the state's ag economy for part of the revenue shortfall. Before the governor's address, lawmakers remembered a former colleague and welcomed a new one. A joint memorial service was held in the state capitol this afternoon in honor of State Representative Craig Teason. Teason died in a kayaking incident in the Cook Islands on Thanksgiving. His funeral took place yesterday at the Rushmore Plaza Civic Center in Rapid City. Teason was in the middle of his first term in the State House. He previously served in the State Senate and as Rapid City's police chief. Lawmakers also gathered before the governor's speech to witness the swearing-in of former Sioux Falls Police Chief Doug Barthel. He accepted an appointment from Governor Dennis Stuegard earlier this year after Representative Don Hagar resigned. You're with listener-supported South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Good afternoon. More news available. Listen.sdpb.org.